Coach Harsin, let's get to the question that you'll answer. I don't know how many media guys are here, but you're going to answer it from everybody and in probably a lot of different ways. A lot of focus on Ryan Finley, these delayed court dates, whether or not you're going to hand out discipline before the season starts, during the season. What will you say today? What is your official statement going to be about your quarterback, Ryan Finley, and how you're approaching it?
Well, let me say this. You know, just the whole entire summer, I think our guys done a great job. You know, Ryan's been one of those guys that's been participating in the summer workouts and the PRPs and all those things. You know, right now, let the system kind of play itself out. You know, we've done things internally with our players when we have issues. We know where Ryan's at. We know where other guys in our team's at. And he's done everything we've asked him to do. You know, so I'm excited to get into fall camp with these guys because I haven't had a chance to really be around them yet as a team and really get into the football part of things. And we'll do that here soon. And as fall camp goes, you know, we'll kind of see where we're at. But these guys have handled their business well. You know, really proud of Ryan. You know, as far as what he's done this summer and extra things that he's done. So, you know, we'll see where we're at we get through fall camp.
So, you know, fans read between the lines of all that. They're saying the sky's not falling or whatever. Nobody wants the worst for the kid. He's a young kid. And these court things are a little bit more public about what's going on. Now it comes down in September. He may or may not have to go into a courtroom. That can't be what you want for your quarterback.
Well, you know, it's frustrating, I know, for him and his family to go through that. But, you know, we've had conversations. You know, we know what's going on. Ryan's handled it very well. He's done it the right way. The court system has backed it up to where it is now. And, you know what, we'll deal with that. But as far as, you know, our jobs are to educate these guys, you know, make no mistake about it. You know, our guys make mistakes. And, you know, we have to make sure that we help them, we educate them, and we do the right things. And so I think Ryan's done that. You know, we'll see what happens if that continues all the way to September, whatever, the date they set. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, and we'll go from there.
So Marcus Henry was a late scratch here. We talked to Reese Odhiambo, I think, last night. And so Reese is here. Doesn't look like anything, you know, out of the ordinary, if you will.
Right.
But what will you tell us about Marcus?
Well, he had an appointment that he couldn't miss, and we had to get him there, and really it conflicted with the time here. And so, you know, we get back, you know, I'll talk with Marcus. At this point, really, it was just something came up, and it was really that appointment he had to be at, and that was more important than him being here. And so I think we got a pretty good replacement, Reese Odhiambo, not a bad player, and he's going to do a great job, and we'll have a great day.
Well, let's stick right there. Reese and Marcus, two out of the five all-conference offensive linemen. You return all five offensive linemen from the team last year, so let's start there. It sure seems to me like you're loaded in the offensive line this year.
Well, we keep everybody healthy, yeah. You got a lot of returners, good players. You know, Reese, Marcus, Travis, Baggett, Mario, and some of the young guys that we have in now, Troy Bakens, Kellen Burr, Tursek, you know, some guys that played a little bit last year. So if we can keep those guys healthy through camp, we can continue to work different combinations, I think we'll be in good shape depth-wise, and then we'll have a good five when we go out there and play the first game.
And I would think more important this year, you lose about 6,000 yards between Hedrick and Ajayi, that I think it's going to be critical that you have the line help the new people out.
I think it was 7,000 yards.
Okay.
Is what we lose.
Yeah. Well, not that we're counting.
Yeah, we lose a lot of production, you know, and that's really where it's at. Running back position, you know, we're counting on the O-line and tight ends to really step up and allow those guys to get in there and get going and get into a rhythm. Jeremy McNichols played last year, but he played behind Jay Ajayi. That was the guy. So he still has a lot to prove. Kelsey Young, we've seen him play, but don't know, you know, exactly what he's going to do in our system. Devin Demas, Jack Fields, and so on. And so we're counting on O-line, tight ends, wide receivers from a run game standpoint. And then quarterback, let's go back to Kellen's freshman year. You know, you had Titus Young, Austin Pettis, and those guys are making one-handed catches, diving catches. They made him look good, and Kellen built his confidence that year and became a better passer, more accurate. We need that. So we really need to build it from the outside in, so to speak, if you're looking at quarterback and running back. And those other guys that have played have to step up until the other ones get into a rhythm.
And that may lead me to believe that offensively, you got Coach Drinkwitz involved with you. And there was such a reliance at times, I felt, when you were the OC or Pete or whoever, where people misperceived the power run, the power, the double tight sets. We're rolling. We are coming at you. And other coaches have mentioned that people forget it, and then they show up, and all of a sudden we're running power. And when you have somebody that's not experienced a quarterback, does that become more important to the mentality of Coach Huff, mentality of what you need to do offensively?
Yeah, I think so. I think naturally you would say you don't want to put everything on your quarterback, and you want to be able to run the football and be physical and be able to line up in two tights, three tights, and just pound it, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust sometimes just to, you know, let your quarterback settle in. We're not doing that. We're going to continue to run our offense. Our quarterbacks have to step up and play at the level that we need to operate our offense at. So, and whoever that is, that remains to be seen. But we're going to continue. We're evolving. Last year, you know, that was 1.0. You know, Boise State this year, from the offensive standpoint, that's 2.0. We've got to move on, and we've got to grow, and everybody has to do that. That's playing.
You're listening to Sports Radio 93.1 FM, 1350 AM, The Ticket. Coach Brian Harsin joining Jeff Caves and myself here down in Las Vegas talking about the 2015 season. Coach, last year I thought it was critical for Grant Hedrick to play at an all-conference level to win the championship, and he did. Can you win the championship this year without a quarterback playing at an all-conference level, or does somebody have to step up and do that?
Yeah, I think that's hard. I think your quarterback has to play at least very close to that level, and all-conference is what you'd expect. You know, a team in our conference to be able to win it, you know, that quarterback position and the guys around it, but that one in particular, yeah, those guys have to play well. And Grant did exactly that. You know, after the Air Force game, you saw a different player going out there, more confident, and really played at that level to get us to the championship game. And I think that's for every football team. So the quarterbacks have to produce. They have to play well. You need to have some breaks go your way. But, yeah, if we're talking one position, absolutely.
Back on the quarterbacks and Brett Rypien about where his drop-dead dates are. As a youngster, you got a redshirt year to consider with him, how quickly he gets reps early in camp. You have to make some decisions with him. How do you handle his position and his age?
I'll take the age out of it. You know, he's in the competition right now. I think early on, give him the benefit of the doubt. You know, what he's done since he's been here in spring, what he's done this summer, let him go out there and play, put the volume on him, and see what he can do. Now, if that's too much, we obviously know that, you know what, maybe he's not ready now, or, you know, we're not going to be able to do the same things we want to do, and that's the decision we have to make. But we always keep in mind he's a young guy. At the same time, we're competing for a position. We're not going to try to have one guy doing more than the other. This is, hey, this is what you guys have to do. Go out there, sort it out, and whoever does it the best, that's going to end up being the starting quarterback.
Last season, the breakout guy in the middle of the year, in my opinion, had to be Thomas Spurbeck with what he did in the second half, especially after Matt Miller went down with an injury. Mm-hmm. Where do you see Thomas going? And then on the offensive side of the ball, is there anybody that you think maybe could be that breakout guy this year?
Yeah, I just see Thomas going up and up. You know, he's just such an unassuming. He works hard. He does great things out there with the players. I know in the practices and all that, and I continue to hear his name come up throughout the summer. Fully expecting to be better than he was last year. You know, he's just got more experience, and he was thrown into that role. And for whatever reason, he was thrown into the role of, now I'm Matt Miller. I think that's how everything was put, you know, on his shoulders, and he accepted it and did a great job. You know, this year, the guys that have played for us, Shane, Chaz, you know, I'd like to see Chaz be even a bigger part of it. I felt like probably towards the last three or four games, that's when he started to shine and kind of figure out how to really play the position, maneuver guys, and we were getting the ball to him better, bottom line. And so I would see his role increasing, hopefully, and, you know, he has better opportunities and bigger plays, you know, earlier on than he did last year. Tight end position, Jake Rowe, Holden Huff, Alec, you know, all of our tight ends, Jake Hardy. That's one group. We got a great group. We got to figure out how we can utilize all these guys because they're multiple. I think we can have some fun with them and do different things. And I think that group in particular is going to be a fun group to watch.